Overall, voting in Grand Traverse County seemed to go pretty smoothly. Around 6 o'clock, there weren't any lines at several polling places or the city clerk's office.
From all of my friends who have voted, it seemed like they've gotten in and out pretty quickly.
At least when I've been here at this time of day, there's no one in line. Yeah, easy. Walked right in and out.
But that was pretty simple. We didn't even have a line today.
So. There, in and out
I don't know if that's minutes. Good or bad. But
in and out in a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
That's Colton Brooks, Craig Paul, and Sonny Miller. They all voted for Democrats in Traverse City. One factor that could have cut down on lines is absentee ballots. This is the first election in Michigan since a 2018 state law made it much easier to get them. Traverse City Clerk Ben Marentet says his office saw a 200% increase in absentee voting from the last primary. He says that trend could continue into the general election in November.
My hope is that people don't just switch their voting method, but that this has an overall increase in the voter turnout.
Democrats may have been getting all the headlines Tuesday, but plenty of Republicans were voting too. 10 to 12 of them are at a primary watch party in Traverse City. Everyone's eating pizza, drinking soft drinks, and watching the returns.
That's why Mississippi is not where Bernie Sanders is looking tonight to make up this delegate lead. He's looking at other places where it's closer, like Michigan right now.
And maybe he'll do a better out west as well.
Even though Donald Trump is the presumptive Republican nominee, almost everyone here voted for him on Tuesday. John Roth is a Republican running for Northern Michigan's 104th district in the state house. He says Republicans took part in the Michigan primary to send a message.
This is to get everybody motivated, get them ready to go. It is campaign season, and if you're not ready by now, you're lagging behind. It's time to get ready.
After about an hour, there's an update. Fox News calls Michigan. Grand Traverse County GOP Chair Hyder Kazem is watching closely.
Fox News has projected Biden to win the Michigan primary, so I can't tell what percentage of the vote is in, but it looks like 41%.
These are unofficial results, but Kazem thinks Trump will beat anyone the Democrats put up against him in November.
Because really, from a quality standpoint, neither one, in my opinion, is better than the other.
Time will tell who others in Grand Traverse County support in November, but the area's demographics are changing. That's according to Mark Grebner, a political consultant in East Lansing. He says Traverse City and other dense pockets of northern Michigan are becoming more blue. But Grebner says most of the region still strongly favors Republicans.
But inland, in the places that you don't have tourists, is just as Republican as ever, and maybe it's becoming more so.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.